This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There were times in the life of Christ when enormous crowds followed Him. The diseased and the demon-possessed followed Him because He had the power to heal all manner of diseases and to cast out demons. On other occasions, Jesus miraculously fed great multitudes. Those who enjoyed the loaves and the fish followed Jesus, but oftentimes for the wrong reasons. Some may have followed Jesus out of curiosity. He restored sight to the blind, enabled the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk. The Lord's popularity grew rather rapidly until He began to teach principles they did not like. Eventually, His teaching and conduct brought about His death on the cross. After Jesus had healed Peter's mother-in-law, cast out demons from some who were possessed, and healed all who were sick, Matthew 8:14-16, Jesus saw great multitudes about Him. He gave commandment to depart unto the other side, Matthew 8:18. Was He trying to avoid the multitudes? There were unquestionably times when our Lord needed to rest from His teaching and counseling. He needed time to spend alone with His Heavenly Father. The crowds may have been so large, He could not carry on His mission of preaching and teaching. But whatever the case, Jesus gave commandment to move to the other side of the mountain where He had been teaching. A certain scribe came and said unto Him, Master, I will follow You wherever You go. Matthew 8:19. We have no idea of the scribe's identity, but we know that scribes were generally men of some legal knowledge. He Himself was a teacher of the law, but apparently recognized in Jesus a greater teacher. We do not know anything about the man's sincerity, but he apparently was willing to forsake all and to follow our Lord. But did he really know what following Christ meant? Did he know it could cost him his life? Was he willing to follow Christ even if it meant dying for his convictions? I do not know, but I would like to think the scribe was honest in his profession. There are times when being Christ's disciple may be the most popular way to live. When the majority of a nation, or even a substantial minority, are committed to New Testament Christianity, or what they believe is New Testament Christianity, it may not take much courage to say, as the scribe did, Master, I will follow You wherever You go. But when the world turns against our Lord and the gospel He came to preach, it takes all the courage we can muster to be faithful to Him. If you want to comprehend what is involved, read the life of Paul in the New Testament, and also the life of Stephen. Honoring Jesus as our Lord and Savior may put us in prison or even in the grave. I'm not trying to be morbid or sensational, but every student of Christianity knows that I am telling the truth. Would you be faithful to the Lord if someone were threatening your life? What if they said they would kill your wife and children or your parents? Tragically, there are people in our world who are dying daily because they are preaching what they believe is the gospel. Could the day come when people in the United States may be killed for their convictions? Did you know that NBC's Conan O'Brien said that Representative Henry Hyde of Illinois ought to be stoned to death? Such a remark made in jest is unspeakably evil and insensitive. Jesus told the scribe who vowed to follow Him anywhere, The foxes have holes, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head. Matthew 8:20. Jesus was predicting a time when the crowds, and even some of His disciples, would turn their backs on Him. If you're familiar with the New Testament records, you know that is exactly what happened. Judas betrayed our Lord. Peter denied Him. And many of His disciples turned back and walked no more with Him. Where do you and I stand today? Thank you, and may God bless you.